Daf is Daf Kuf Yud Tes. So we got to the very top line. The Gemara says that Amar Rava, tasty, we're going through a number of statements that people were saying, I'm going to get schar for the following. So Tesi Li, Dechi Asa Tuber Mirabanan Lakami Ladina, when Tam Chacham would come to me to a Din Torah, Lo Maz Zigna Reshe Abe Madia, I wouldn't sleep, I wouldn't put my head down on the pillow, Kamadilo Mehapche B'Zechusay, until I was found some Zechus for the Tam Chacham. Rashi explains here, I would try really, really hard to stay up all night to find the Zechus for the Talmud Chacham. And Amar Amar Bar Rav Ashi, he would say, I'm disqualified from judging a Talmud Chacham. My time, they're so dear to me, like my gufa. A person can't see a chov to himself. So on one hand, it sounds like what Rava did was inappropriate because he would favor Talmud Chacham, which seems to be very, very problematic. Sfas Emes says, how is this allowed? How could a person favor Talmud Chacham in such a way? The Sfas Emes says, Lulu Mustafina, if I had the ability to argue on Rashi's understanding of the Gemara, he said, I would have thought differently, that it simply means that you would give the Talmud Chacham a preference in terms of seeing the Din Torah, that taking his case before someone else, but not that he'd be mehapich b'zechusei to actually find more zechuyos for a Talmud Chacham than someone who's not a Talmud Chacham. But that's the Sfas Emes' understanding. But the simple understanding of Rashi is that your mamash be mehapich b'zechusei, find a way out for the Talmud Chacham. And the Torah actually says there's a mitzvah to mehapich b'zechusei shel Talmud Chacham, which again, how that works in fair judgments, I'm not quite sure, social injustice, but that's what he says. Now the Sfas Emes says, how is this fair further that Mar Bar Rav Ashi was able to say that Talmud Chacham was kigufo? Don't we have a concept that every single yid should be kigufo? That every Jew should be viewed kigufo? So the Sfas Emes says, when it comes to Shas Din, you have to view every single person as a Rasha. Everyone, you know, no one's innocent, everyone's a Rasha. However, when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, in the Shas Din, you can't view a Talmud Chacham as a Rasha. So that's why he was disqualified as being a Dayan. So Gemara says further now, Rabbi Chanina Ma'atif V'koya Panya Demale Shabbos. So he would wrap himself in a beged, maybe perhaps in a talis, in Erev Shabbos. And Omer, he would say, Bo'i V'netik L'kras Shabbos Hamalka. Let's go out and greet the Shabbos queen. So this is the concept of Kabbalah Shabbos. Over time, it was added on a little bit more than what he had at the time. But it's a concept of greeting the Shabbos queen. So Rabbi Yanai Lovish Mane Male Shabbos, he would wear special clothing on Erev Shabbos. V'amar Boi Kala Boi Chala, again a slightly different girsa, but same concept. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna Ikle Lebe Rabba Bar Rav Nachman, he would visit the house of Rabba and Kariv Le Tlis Tlas Save Tuchui. They bring three amounts of some form of a matzah that was rubbed with oil. And Amar Lahu, and he says to the people of Rabba Bar Rav Nachman's house, Mihava Yadisan Dasina, did you know I'm going to come today? That you're going to serve me such a nice, such matzah? He said to him, Miadifa Lan Minei, are you better than the Shabbos that's coming in? We didn't do this for you, we did this for Shabbos. This is how we treat when Shabbos comes, we anticipate it to be such a like a king or queen is coming. So it wasn't Lechavad Yu, it was Lechavad Shabbos. So Rabbi Abba Zavin Betlesar Istir Pshite, he would buy 13, he'd pay for a meat that was 13 amounts of money, whatever that would be. Bistre Mitlesa Tabachai from 13 different butchers. And he would throw it, he would pay the meat rather the meat would be placed in some type of, I don't know, container or pipe or something like that. And the Amar Lahu, Asher Haya, Asher Haya. So he said, hurry up, quick. He'd have some way to get the meat quickly to the house, so they go prepare the meat in a very quick way. This way it's prepared to Letzarcha Shabbos. So the Gemara says further. Let's look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, "Umashlim le atzinure de dasha lifnei bom lahavilo habaser haya mezamin le maosem al pischam v'omer lehen asher haya his ashu v'schasku maher b'munasoichem." Hurry up quickly in doing your work. Lemaher ulachzer lemimkor lisasek b'tzarich Shabbos. Hurry up and buy the meat. Buy the getting the meat home so we can properly prepare and for the Shabbos coming in. So we see such an Indian of just kind of quickening the process. Shabbos is a very busy time. Just get everything fast in order to have everything prepared for Shabbos. So Gemara then says, Rabbi Abba Hava Yosef Atachtaka Deshina. So he would sit on some type of chair made of ivory from the elephants. Moshev Nura, and he would use it to somehow light the fire of some sort. He would fan the fire. He would blow the fire to fan the fire. And Rabbi Anna Lavish Gunda, he would wear some type of black clothing in order to know that it was just a... he was osik in the cooking process. It wasn't a black clothing. It wasn't a chashuv thing. It was his apron of some sort. He'd be preparing for Shabbos. The Tana debate Rabbi Yishmael begadim shebishel behen kaderi. We saw this the other day. The Rabbo al yimzog behen kos the Rabbo. That which a person uses to cook and he should not use to wear and present himself in front of the actual king. So he'd have special clothing he'd wear erev Shabbos for cooking. Rav Safra Machlik, this is going through a series of statements, or series of stories, that each Amora would be involved in the Hachan of Shabbos on his own. The Gemara talks about how important the mitzvah Bo-Yosim and Bishlucho, that person bear for him to be involved in the mitzvah, then have a Shliach do it. So we see here, and brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well, that people would do the actual preparations on their own, a little bit of a Hachan of the Shabbos. The Rav Safra Machlik Resha, he would cut the wood for the fire. He would singe the hair of the fire of some sort, of the animal. Right, Rava Malach Shibuta. Rava would salt the fish. Rav Huna Malik Shraga. He would light the candles. And Rav Papa, the way they would do this is that they'd prepare the candles by lighting it first and putting them out. This way, when the wife lights it, it catches fire easier. And Rav Papa Gadil Pasilta. He would actually make the wicks. Rav Chista Parm Silka, he would chop up the silka, chop up the beets, okay? Rabbi Rav Yosef Matzachi Tzibi, he would cut up the wood for Shabbos. Rabbi Zera Mitzate Tzitute, he would prepare the little chips of wood, wood chips for the fire. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mekatef V'ayel Mekatef V'nafek, he would schlep different packages inside the house for Shabbos. He would do a lot of schlepping, packages, deliveries. And Amr Ilu Mekalin Li Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami, Asim. If Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi would come to visit me, Milo Machtife Kamai, would I not schlep things in honor of them? The Ika, the Ami, others say Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Mekatve, V'aylu, Mekatve, V'nafki, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi themselves would be schlepping packages. Ami, they said, Ilu Ikle Lan, Rabbi Yochanan would come to visit us. Milo Mekatfin and Kamai, would I not schlep things for their kavod? So certainly the kavod Shabbos, they would all be very comfortable and encourage one to schlep whatever is needed for Shabbos coming. So Yosef, Yosef Moke Shabbi, he was known as, he had this title of the nickname of honoring Shabbos. That was named Yosef Moke Shabbi. And Havi Hahu Nachri B'Shibibusei, there's a certain Nachri in his neighborhood, Havi Nafishi Nachsei Tuva, he had a lot of properties, a very wealthy guy. And Armulei Kadai, he said to the different Kadai, the different Rashi explains here, that the Chozim Mekochavim, astrologers, would be able to see the future of some sort. So they had said to him, Kula Nichsa Yosef Moker Shabi Achlu. They said, all the property of Yosef is going to be wiped out. And Azad Zabnino Lekula Nichsa, and the Nachi went and he bought all the Nichasim. And Zavin Behu Marganisa, and with that money, he bought some nice pearl, some gem, some diamond of some sort, Osfei Bisanya, and he put it in the hat, some type of felt hat. And it was very nice. They put again this gem there. And Bahade Dekai Avar Mebare, when he'd pass over the bridge, Afrachei Zike, a wind came and blew the hat off his head. Shadi Bemai, who fell into the water, Bali Kavra, a fish ate the pearl. The Asku Aisi, Apanya Demale Shabasa. And then when they were preparing fish or bringing the fish out for Erev Shabbos, Amri, they said, Man Zavin Kiyash, who wants to buy fish? Amri later said to him, Zila, Amticha Lagabi Yosef Mirka Shabbat, the Ragged the Zavin. Let's sell it to Yosef Moker Shabbat. He likes the Mechavit Shabbos. We'll sell it to him. Amtuye Nehale Zavne, and they brought it to him, and he bought the food, bought the fish. Kari, he tears open the fish and preparing for it. Ashkech Be Marganisa, he finds the pearl inside. It was Zavne, Betlesa, Elisi, the Dinre, the Dave sold it for 13 gold coins. And Pagabe Hahusaba, and a certain elderly man, perhaps it was Eliyahu Navi, oftentimes we know. So the Gemara says, Amar man de Yosef Shabbasa para Shabbasa. One who lends out money for the purpose of Shabbos will be zocha to get paid back as well. It's actually brought down. The Gemara in Beta says, any money, we know we've been already designated money from Rosh Hashanah for the entire year, what type of money we'll make, but any money used for Hotzah Shabbos, Hotzah Yom Tov, for paying for the cost of Shabbos Yom Tov meals and Rosh Chodesh meals, and also for supporting children and learning, the Gemara says, all that is not part of the calculation. See, another thing, a person had given out money for the purpose of helping out, and ultimately was used for Shabbos, that person always gets paid back for that.
The little introduction to that is that this Yosef was the Shabbos, that he heard that all his possessions were going to go to this Yosef Makar Shabbos. So he took all his possessions and he sold them and bought this pearl, so he should keep it with him.
Right.
So he ended up getting it anyway.
So Rabbi asks me, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Ashir Mishab Eretz Yisrael, Bamehin Zochin, the people in Eretz Yisrael, the wealthy people, what were they Zochin to become wealthy? Amrleh, it says, Bishvil Shema Asrin, because they take Meiser. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Aser Taser, what does it mean Aser Taser? What's the double Lashem? Aser Bishvil Shetis Asher. A person should take Meiser, it's going to be, in order for him to become wealthy. So that's what they do. This is Gemara and Tainus as well. And these are one of the areas the Gemara says, although you cannot test Hashem in any area, you can't just say, let's see if Hashem really is telling the truth. The one area that one's allowed to test Hashem is Aser Taser, to take Meiser, and you're guaranteed, test me out, says Hashem, test me out, and you'll become wealthy for doing so. Shebe Bavel, the wealthy people in Bavel, B'mahin Zochin, what do? That they warranted such great wealth. Amrlei, B'shushim Mechabdin Satorah, because they show honor to the Torah. Shebishar Aratos, what about wealthy people throughout the rest of the world, outside of Eretz Israel, outside of Bavel? B'mahin Zochin, what do? To deserve wealth. Amrlei, B'shushim Mechabdin Shabbos, because they show honor to Shabbos. One time I was visiting a house in the city of Ludkia. They brought in front of me a gold table. Masoi shisha asar b'nei adam, that was the weight of 16 people to carry it. And there are 16 chains of silver connected to it. Ukaros v'kosos v'kitonios v'tsluchios kruos bo. And they had all these different plates and cups attached to it. V'alav kol minei meichel v'kol minei megadim, all types of food and delicacies. Also, when they placed it in front of me, Omrim la Hashem artim loa, they said Hashem, the land is Hashem. Also, when they removed it, Omrim Hashemayim Shemayim la Hashem, the art and son of the Adam. After we benefited from such a beautiful feast and a beautiful table and a beautiful silverware and everything else, plates. And now we said, and after Hashem, Lashem Arts, Umloa, now afterwards we can say, ah, but Ha'aretz Nasan Levin Adam, but he allowed us to partake and benefit from such a world of Gashmis. So Amarti Lo, so Rabbi Chibra Abba says to them, Bini, my children, Bamez Achis Alachach, how are you Zocha to such wealth in the world? And Amar Li, they said to me, Katzav Haisi, I was a butcher, Umiko Behemesh Haisa Na, every beautiful, every delicious looking animal, Amarti Lo Tehesh Lashabbos, I said, this should be Lashabbos. Simply saying Lechavat Shabbos, they felt that was what gave them the chus of incredible wealth. And Marti Lai said to him, Ashrecha shezachizu baruch hamakam shezikcha lekach. Baruch Hashem that you were zochah to such a thing, because by you being Mechabit Shabbos, that's how everyone outside of Bavel and outside of Eretz Yisrael were zochah to Ashirus. So Amar Lei Kesar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The Kesar, the Caesar, said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Mipnei ma tavshil shel Shabbos reicha nodef. How come there's a certain smell for Shabbos? What does it smell? You know, smell chul until you wake up Shabbos morning, you smell the food, cooking. How come there's a special Shabbos smell? So Amar Lo, he says, Tavlin echad yesh lanu v'Shabbos shmel. We have one spice, it's called Shabbos. Shanu matil in the socha, we place inside of it. And reicha nodef, it doesn't mean an actual spice, but it means the kedusha, the ruchnis, the nesham of Shabbos goes inside of every single food. And Amar Lei, so the Kesar said to Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, Tein lanu heimanu, give us this spice. What's this tavlin? I want to taste a little bit of Shabbos. Amar Lo, he says to them, Kol meshamer se Shabbos mo'ilo. The she'en of meshamer se Shabbos ain't a mo'ilo. It's not something physical you could taste. Only those who preserve Shabbos halachically will be zochah to such a smell. And those don't. Those who don't will not. So, yeah. So Amar Lei Reish Galusa, Shul Rav Chamanunya, he says to him, "My dichse, what does it mean in the pasuk when it says l'kadosh Hashem mechubad?" The whole pasuk reads the karasa l'shabbos oneg l'kadosh Hashem mechubad. So what does that mean? Amar Lei ze yom hakipur m'she'ein bo lo achilo lo shtia Amar Torah kabdeu b'ktsus nikiyah. So how do we mechabes Shabbos? It's very easy. We have food and drink. But Yom Kippur, where there's no food, there's no drink. How does one show covered yantiv, covered Yom Kippur? So we base on this pasuk. They say that since it says in the pasuk l'kadosh Hashem mechubad, it can't be food and drink. It must be the way one dresses. So there's a concept of the mechabed ktsus nikiyah Yom Kippur. Now this also applies on Shabbos as well. A person should wear a ktsus nikiyah, clean clothing. But Yom Kippur, it's the only way to be mechabed Yom Kippur with ktsus nikiyah. So v'chibadeto, the Gemara says, what does that mean? V'chibadeto in the pasuk. So Rav Amar lehaktim, and Shmuel Amar leacher. In terms of when the meal should be, a person should have either an earlier meal or a later meal. So Rashi just explains here, last few lines of the page here. V'chibadeto ashabes mahader. Mechubad already established in the pasuk when it says la kedosh Hashem mechubad. that's referring to Yom Kippur. So in the next word, in the pasuk is uvichibadeto me'asos l'drachecha. What is vichibadeto? That's going back on Shabbos. So how do you mechabit Shabbos? So it says Rashi la'haktim zman tzuta Shabbos l'zman tzuta chol v'zeo kvodo. If a guy eats his meal at 12 o'clock on a weekday, he should have an earlier meal at 11 o'clock, let's say, on Shabbos, or la'acher, it should be later on. Why later on? Says Rashi, v'zeo kvodo l'shu misavil echel. If you delay the meal, you're a little bit hungrier. This way you come into the Shabbos meal really, really hungry. So these are the two suggestions that the zman of the Suda Shabbos should be slightly different than the regular weekday lunch meal. So Amrilei, back inside the Gemara. Now Amrilei, b'nei Rav Papa bar Abba l'Rav Papa. The children of Papa had said to their father, Rav Papa, could go on the Shchiach l'am bisu v'chamra koyoma. But my nishanye, we have meat and wine every single day. We're, you know, they enjoyed eating in a nice piece of meat with a nice glass of wine. How do they show a certain kavod Shabbos? Every meal of theirs is a fancy meal. So Amar Lahu, so Rav Papa said to his children, Ira gilso l'akdume, if you normally have an earlier meal, acharu, have a later meal. Ira gilso l'acharei, akdamui, if you have a later meal, have an earlier meal. By changing the zman is the proper way to be mechabed Shabbos. Rav Sheshes, b'kaita mosiv lan rabbanan, heichadamatya shimsha. In the summer, in the kites, they would have people, tami chacham sit, and they'd be near when the zman the matya shemisha, they would sit when the sun would come with the zman tzuda ubesitva in the fall most of the rabbanan heicha de matya tulia, they would have the meal when the shade would be coming in. So depending on the time of year, the sun or the shade would dictate the zman of the tzuda. Kiecha de lake me haya, in order that the tamidim should come quickly because the tsar of the sun or the tsar of the shade, and they wouldn't delay it. So they'd have an earlier meal on these days in order to either avoid the heavy sun or the heavy cold. So Rabbi Zeira said, Rabbi Zeira mahade azuze zuze dirabanan, he would go look for different chavrusas, different couples of Tamil Chacham who learning, and Amar Lahu, he said to them, "B'matusa minaycha lo tichalune." He asked them, "Please be osik and onig Shabbos, and don't be mechal onig Shabbos." In other words, when they're busy learning, he wanted to make sure that they would properly fulfill the onig Shabbos and not be involved in learning all the time. So the Gemara says further that one second here. Right, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Mehadir azuze zuze derabban," on the top Rashi here. Kishaya roa osan zugos zugos medaber mitorah. They're busy learning. Mechaza achem, he'd chase after them. Ve'omer lem b'matusa minacha. Forgive me, please, but lechu v'esasku b'onik Shabbos. Stop learning and go eat. Ve'lo techalulena levata tanugam. Don't be mechal onik Shabbos. So it sounds like that's important to learn to eat. They just have onik Shabbos. So there's a big discussion here. This particular halacha that is based on Yushalmi and Medrash. That means we should be learning on Shabbos, we should be eating on Shabbos. So some say, it's brought down Shulchan Aruch as well, I believe, that the person learns all week long, he's learning in yeshiva, learning in kollel, so for him, he should have onik Shabbos. If a guy's working all week long, so his Shabbos should be designated for learning. So it depends what the person does during the week, that should dictate what his seder should be on Shabbos. Rav Yaakov Emden actually says, based on this Gemara, that one should not learn Ian on Shabbos, because Ian, a person goes through stress and amelis, it takes away from the owning of Shabbos, and he felt that a person should not learn Ian. The Chidah responds back to the Rav Yaakov Emden and felt that was incorrect. It doesn't mean that Ian is a Chil Shabbos, of course. It just means that a person has to make sure to make time for Onik Shabbos as well, but not that Ian would by any means be a problem of Tsar on Shabbos. People get a geshmak of learning. Gemara now says further, Amar Rav of Itam, others say Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Afilu Yachin HaMispal B'Erev Shabbos Tzarech Lomer Vayechulu. Even if an individual davens by himself, he needs to still say Vayechulu in Tefillah, and after Tefillah. Damar Rav Hamnuna, Kol Mispal B'Erev Shabbos V'Omer Vayechulu, anyone who davens and also says Vayechulu, Ma'ala Lavakasav Kilu Nasa Shutaf LaKavdash Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis. One who says Vayechulu, he's attesting to HaKavdash Baruch Hu's creation of the world. Shenemar Vayechulu Al Tigrei Vayechulu Ela Vayechalu. So the din is that you're somehow, it's a testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed of the creation, and it's an edus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maisa Bereishis. So based on this, it's brought down that Tur says if it's really an edus, like the Gemara indicates, it's ki'ilu, again, you're a shuta for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore one should stand when saying Vayechulu, because edus requires amida. Based on this even further, the Taz says a person should not say this by himself. That's why it's a customary. You ask the guy, you know, you finished your Shemarat late, you missed Vayechulu, you ask the guy to repeat Vayechulu along with you. And the Shabru brings it down the halacha. because Eidus needs two people. Chazon Ish felt that we don't take this literally, that it's not really Eidus. One of the reasons it's not Eidus is because you say this at nighttime. Eidus is during the daytime, not Belila. So it's a discussion how literally do we take this concept of it being Eidus.
So he would hold that you could do it alone.
Exactly, say so you could do it alone. He argues in the Mishnah Berurah and the Taz. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Minayin Shad Dibor Kemaisa. How do you know speech is like Maisa? It's like action itself. Shemar Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. By Hashem's speak, by him it's articulating, stating the Asar Mamaros, the 10 statements, that translate into a Maisa Bereshis. So Amar Rav Chisda says further, Amar Marukva, Komes Palab Erev Shabbos, Veomer Vayachulu, those who daven and say Vayachulu, Shnei Malachi Asharis, and Malavin Lo Lo Adam, two Malachim who escort one from Shul to his house on Shabbos Friday night, Manichan Yedem Arosha, they place their hands on the person's head, Veomer Lo Visar Avonecha Vachatascha to Chupar, let Hashem remove all your sins and you be completely niskaper from all your averus of the week. And that's Vayachul, that's what they would do. Vayachul, they'd wipe out all their sins. Tanya, the Brisa says further that Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Omer, Shnei Malachi Asharis Milavin Laladam Ber Shabbos, two angels would escort a person from Shul to his home. Umi Beis Aknesses Lebeso, Echad Tov Echad Ra, one was a good Malach, one was a bad Malach. Ukshabat Lebeso, when he come to his house, and Matzah near Dalek, he'd find that the candle was lit. And the Shulchan Aruch, and a prepared Suda and a table, Umitasa Mutzas, and a prepared bed. Malach HaTov Omer, the good Malach says, He Ratzon Shetehei, the Shabbos Acheres Kach, it should be this way next week as well. Umalach HaRa, One Amen Balkarcha, the bad Malach is forced in answering Amen to such a beautiful bracha. In Lav, if the house is not prepared in such a way, Hamalach HaRa Omer, he says, He Ratzon Shetehei, the Shabbos Acheres Kach, next Shabbos should be just as chaotic. Umach HaTov, Ona Amen Balkarcho, and the other angel is forced in answering Amen to this klala. So of course, all the poskim, this is brought down lalach as well, but of course a husband should never come home and be upset if the klala isn't on the table, if things are a little bit messy. We know things could get very hectic Erev Shabbos. That's the worst klala if there's also some bias. So a person should try their best to prepare things, but if it's not that way, no one should chas v'shalom ruin any shalom bias because of this beautiful gemara.
So get off the cycle.
All right, so you can still go against the klal. Not every klal comes true, though. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Liolam Yisadir Adam Shulchanam Be'erev Shabbos, a person should always prepare his table, set his table Erev Shabbos, V'yafa Pish Einu Tzarech, even though Elat Kazayis, even though a guy only needs one Kazayis, he doesn't eat much, it should still be prepared as best as possible, with a nice tableware, silverware, plates. So Chamin, V'motzei Shabbos, a person should prepare hot water or something hot to eat Matzah Shabbos. Melugma, that's melugma. If a person has hot water on Matzah Shabbos, it's melugma. I skip. Rabbi Chania, sorry. Li'olam yisadir adam shulchanam b'matzah Shabbos ava pish eino tzarech ela kazayis. He repeated what we just said above. He says the same thing. A person should always prepare his meal on Matzah Shabbos now, even though he only needs a kazayis. The person's very full. It's very hard to have lav malka, but a person should still have lav malka. It's incredible inin, it's a big inin, having Mlav Malka, and there it's, I think the Gra writes that the Mlav Malka is what feeds the Luza bone when it comes to Tchias HaMesim, which is going to be the source of Tchias HaMesim, so one should really just have a Kazayas, if that's all he's able to have, Kazayas Matzei Shabbos. And the Gemara adds further on the topic of Mlav Malka, that Chamim Matzei Shabbos is Melugma. If one has hot water on Matzei Shabbos, it serves as some form of a refuah. And pas chama, a hot piece of bread, matzah Shabbos melugma, that's also beneficial for a person eating. Rabbi Abo, have avdin lei bapuke shabasa igla tilsa. Matzah Shabbos, he'd have a third of a cow or a calf that was a third born to its mother. He had a very chashiv suda on matzah Shabbos. Have achel minei kulyasa, he would eat the kidney of it. Ki gadol avima brei, when Avimi got bigger, Amar Le, he says to his father, Lamalach lafsude kulihai, why are you spending such money, such a fancy steak on Matzei Shabbos? Nishbak kulyasa mimala shabasa, so he said that it was, leave it aside from the kidneys, from the Erev Shabbos cow, leave that aside, and then save it for Matzei Shabbos. But the shecht, a whole new animal just for the kidneys, Matzei Shabbos, that seems like a bit excessive. Shavku, so v'asa arya achle, so what happened was, so he left it over. He did what his son said. He didn't shecht another one. And a lion came and ate the cow that was designated, really not the person, but designated to shecht. Meaning, you should have shechted it. You just lost an animal there because you didn't shecht it. So instead, a lion came and he ate the actual cow, the calf. So the next week, I assume he went back to his old practice of shechting a special cow just from Lal Malkus. We see that there's a very chashuv thing in having even meat Motzei Shabbos. Oftentimes in my house, just out of convenience, I'll have some leftovers for my Motzei Shabbos. My kids are like, what are you, crazy having meat again? You had already four meals of meat, another meal now. But it's a convenience. But there's such an Indian in the Gemara here to have meat on Motzei Shabbos. Gemara says further now, Amri Bishub and Levi, Ka Oni Amani Yemishme Rabba Mivarech, Bekohoko, those who say Yeshme Rabba and it's all his strength, Koren Lo, Gzardino, it's going to tear, even if there's a Gzardin that's been already decreed upon him, it's going to tear for him, Shenemar, Befro Peros Be Yisrael, Bisnadev Am Baruchu Chai, Baruchu Hashem rather, My Taima, Befro Peros, why is there going to be a ripping, a tearing of Peranios, Mishum De Baruchu Hashem, my person, Baruch Hashem, which is through Amen Heshmei Rabba, it's going to result in a Baruch Hashem Perua Pros. It's going to tear apart a Gzar Din. Rashi just explains what does it mean. Rather, Tosus. Look at Tosus. Call Ona Amen Heshmei Rabba. Bekol Kolcha. It's Bekol Kolcha. Means Bekol Kavanaso. It doesn't mean with his loudest voice. It means with his greatest Kavana mentally. Bekol Kolcha. The Chain Perish Rashi. The Ri Omer. The Yesh Bepsiksa. The Maisa De Bishmal Ben Elisha. The Kamer Hasam Kishe Yisrael Nechnasin Lebas. Bati Knesios. So from the Medrash, it sounds like Korah means very loud. Kochocho means loud, and Rashi understands it to mean mentally, Bekavana, it should be with Bekochocho. Gemara now says further that Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Yeshbo Shemet Shavodazara Mochelo. The person has even some type of schmutz of Avodah Zarah, if he says Yehesh Mei Rabba with his Bekol Kocho, that will be mochel on even this disgusting act of Avodah Zarah. Ksiv Hachet says here, Befro Piros, that's in the context of Baruch Hashem like we just saw. If Ksiv Hasim, it says, by Cheda Egal, Ki Farua Hu, because Farua is Lashon of exposure, open. So the Gzer Shah, Parua, tells us that the Yehesh Mei Rabba, Baruch Hashem, is going to even undo the Cheda Egal. So it's a very chashuv thing. So remember when we were having conversations, about opening up shuls, there have been conferences with calls with their different bottom, people were like, talking about how they're chalashing for Yehesh Mei Rabba, that's what they want, because this Gemara says how important and how incredible, impactful Yehesh Mei Rabba is. So Gemara then says further, Amar Yesh Lakish Kola Ona Amen B'Kol Kocha, those who answer Amen with his greatest strength, Poschen Lo Shari Gan Eden, it opens up the gates of Gan Eden. Shenemar says, Pischu Sharim V'Yavo Goy Tzadik, Shomer Amunim, open up the gates and allow a Tzadik to come in, who is Shomer Amunim. Shomer Amunim means who are Shomer, who preserve, who keep the halachas of Amen. Al Tikru Shomer Amunim Ela Shomrim Amen. That's how we should teach it, that those who say Amen are going to be granted an entry into Pischu Sharim. My Amen, what does an Amen mean? Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kel Melech Neman, it's Rashi Tevos of Kel Melech Neman, that's what stands for. Amen is a very chash of a thing as well. It's also the Gematria of 91, which is the Gematria of Malach, which is the Gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei plus Adnas. So it's a lot of, 91 is a big Indian in terms of Ramazim. So Amar Rabbi Huda Breder of Shmuel Meshmei de Rav, Ein Hadileika, Mutsuya Ela B'makom Sheish Chil Shabbos. So we never try to give reasons why bad things happen. That's the worst thing a person could do. Why coronavirus happened, we don't say why. But the Gemara tells us sometimes certain things that do happen. So there are reasons, but we are not the Nevi'im to explain. It never goes well when people suggest why things happen. But the Gemara says anyways that why does a fire happen to an individual, to a house, to a neighborhood? It's only on the account of Chil Shabbos. Shenemar, it says in Yirmiyah, Im lo sishmu elai lekadesh es yom haShabbos. If you don't listen to me to preserve Shabbos, ulevilti seis masa v'gomer hitzati esh b'sharem. I'm going to light the fire in your gates. V'achla armanos Yushlaim v'lo sichba. It's going to eat away at the city of Yushlaim, and it's not going to go out. My v'lo sichba. What does it mean? It won't extinguish. Amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak b'shash ein bnei adam mutzin lechabas. So it's going to be in a time where people can't put it out. They can't lo sichba, which means dahinu Shabbos. On Shabbos, when they can't extinguish the fire, when it's going to be most vulnerable, that's when the fire is going to come. So Amar baye lo charba Yushlaim ela b'shvil shechilu bas Shabbos. The only reason why Yushlaim was destroyed was because chil Shabbos. Nemar u'mishav b'sosai he'alimu einem v'achel v'eichel b'sochem. Because of Shabbos, because they closed eyes in preserving Shabbos, that led to Acha B'Sochem, a chil within them. And then the pasuk goes on to say, a few pesukim later, Ve'eshbroch alem zami be'esh evrasi kalisim, I had let my anger out, my wrath out with fire, and caused the destruction of Yerushalayim. Furthermore, Amar Rabbi Abba Oloch.
Because it must be people who are really frum, but they don't. They did small mechala Shabbos. Because otherwise, if you're mechala Shabbos, you can absolutely extinguish this fire.
I guess so. Yeah.
Right.
So Amar Rabbi Bo who says Lo Charbi Yishlaim El Bishvil Shebitlu Kriyas Shema B'Shachris V'Arvis. The only reason why the Beis Hamikdash, or rather Yishlaim, was destroyed was because they didn't say Shema in the morning nor Shema in the evening. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk Hoy Mashkimei BaBoker Sheichar Yirdofu Uksiv V'Haya Kinoi V'Neva V'Tofa Chol V'Yai Mishtein Ves Pol Hashem Lo Yabitu. So it says that after they were busy, drinking and enjoying life in the early mornings, Mashkime Boker Sheikhar, as opposed to saying Shema, and it says as well that they were busy playing music, which is also just usually music is a reference to drinking wine and enjoying oneself. Uksiv Lachain Gala Ami Miblidas, and that's why they were exiled, because they didn't blidas, they didn't say Shema. Shema is about recognizing a Kadosh Baruch Hu with the awareness. Instead, they're busy drinking and playing music at these moments in the morning and the evening, and that's what caused the exile from Yerushalayim. So Amar Rav Hamnuna Lo Charve Yerushalayim Ela B'Shvil Shebit Laba Tinokos Shebeis Rabban. The only reason why the Yerushalayim was destroyed was because the children stopped learning in the yeshivas. So Shneimar, it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah Shvoch Al Olal B'Chutz Ma Taima Shvoch. Why was there such anger pouring out of Hashem's anger? Mishum De Olal B'Chutz. But the Olal is a reference to Olam. The children were chutz. They're outside. They weren't busy learning. So since they weren't learning, so therefore the Yerushalayim was destroyed. There's always a big inyan talks about how you can never let the children stop learning, even in times of difficulty. That's the most important thing, because the Gemara says they're so innocent, so pure, the young boy is busy learning, so they're learning, even though the learning may not be as in-depth as someone older, but since it's with such purity, the davening's with such purity, that's why it's so important that their learning always continues. So Amr Ula says, Lo Charvi Yishlaim El Mepnei Shelo Haya Lahem Boshes Panim Zemizet. The reason why Yishlaim was destroyed, because they had no embarrassment, they had no shame in different Averis from one another. Shenemar, it says, Hovishi Ki Soeva Asu Gam Bosh Lo Yevushi. They were busy involved in Toevos, different abominable actions, and yet they didn't. They were not embarrassed from doing so, they were not ashamed in doing so, and that's what led to the destruction, because the pasuk goes on to say, Lachain Yiplu Benofim, you're going to have a falling. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, further, another reason why Yerushalayim was destroyed, Lacharva Yerushalayim Ela Bishvil Shehushru Katan V'Gadol, because they had equated those who were big and those who were small. Shenemar V'Haya Ka'am Ka'Kohen, every single person was considered like a Kohen. They gave everyone place, there's a social equality. Uksib Basrei Hibok Tibok Haaretz, and it caused the land to be empty. It was deserted because they had no levels of hierarchy. Hierarchy is very important as part of a structure, part of an organization, a part of a nation and a people. And since they lost that ability, there's this social equality that led to the destruction. So Amar Rav Amar B'Rei Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Lo Charvi Yerushalayim El B'Shvil Shelo Hochichu Zedzeh. The reason why the Yerushalayim was destroyed because they didn't rebuke each other. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk further that Hayu Sareha Kayalim Lo Matzu Mireh. They were like rams in the field. They didn't find any pasture. What does that mean? Ma Ayal Zeh Rosh Shel Zeh Betzad Znavo Shel Azeh. When a ram looks and they follow each other one after the next, so one ram's head is touching the tail of the one in front of him, and there's a whole line of Ayalim. Af Yisrael Shibosador Kavshu Pnem Bakarkav Lo Hochichu Zeh Zeh. They just bury their face in the ground and wouldn't look at each other nor rebuke each other, and that's what led to the destruction. This is a pasuk found in the beginning of Eicha, which is a reference to Lo Mira, the Matsu Mira. There was no pasture because you're busy looking down. You're not going to see any growth, any grass, any pasture. And because they looked down and ignored other people's averos, that led to a Lo Mira, a lack of pasture, lack of a Yerushalayim. So Amar Yehuda, further, another statement, Lo Charba Yerushalayim Ela B'Shvil Shebizu B'Tamidei Chachamim. What caused the destruction was the fact that they disgraced and belittled the Tamidei Chachamim. Shenamar, it says in Divrei Yamim, Vayihu Mal'ivim B'Malechei Halokim B'Yobozim Dvarv U'Metatos Metateim B'Neviyav Ad Alos Chamas Hashem B'Amal Ad Le'en Marpe. Because they would insult Bozim, they would disgrace their words until Kadosh Baruch Hu had just poured out his anger to no end. My ad la'ein marpa. What does it mean? Until there is no healing for it. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav kol mevaza tamidei chachamim, ein lo refuah l'machlas. So a person who disgraces, belittles a talmid chacham, such a person will not have any healing to whatever punishment he gets. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, my dechsev was a pasuk me when it says, al tigu b'mishichai, don't touch my anointed ones, uv'nivi'ai al tareyu, don't cause harm to the Nevi'im. Al tigu b'mishichai, don't touch my anointed ones, elu tinokos shebeis rabim, these are the young children who are busy learning, they've been anointed, they've been already tapped for learning, don't disrupt them, uv'nivi'ai al tareyu, my Nevi'im, don't cause harm, elu tamidi chachamim. So there are two people you want to stay far away from. Those are young children and Tamidei Chachamim. So Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nisa, Ein Ha'olam Miskayim Ela B'Shvil Hevel, referred to this before, the only reason why the world is continuing to be in existence is because of B'Shvil Hevel, Tinokos, Shebeis Rabbam, the Hevel, the breath, the speech, the singing, the learning of the children of young yeshivas and whatever age that might be. So Amar Le Rav Papa Labaye Didi, V'Didach Mai, but what about my learning and your learning? We're also pretty chashiv. What happened to that? Amar Le, he says, Eino Doma Hevel, Sheish Bochet, Lehevel Shein Bochet. You cannot compare, regardless of the quality, the depth of the learning, you can't compare the Hevel, the learning of those who are innocent versus those who are not. Listen, we're great people, he says, Abaye, but Abaye says to their papa, we still have sins. Young children have no sins yet. They're completely innocent, and therefore the Hevel is more powerful. But Amar Yish Lakish says, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda V'Nisab, Ein Mivalin Tinokas Shebeis Rabban Afilu Lebina Beis HaMikdash, like I said before, that nothing gets in the way of learning in the Beis Rabban. Even if it's the Bina Beis HaMikdash, we say, we don't need your work. You stay and learn. We'll do all the heavy lifting. You continue to learn, because we need your learning to keep the world going. Now, it's interesting, because it is an interesting discussion. Who's going to build Bayis Shlishi? I assume there's a reference already. This is after the Bayis Sheni was destroyed. So I assume there's a reference to Bayis Shlishi. So there seems to be a Havamina that children would be building the Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Shlishi. We know there's a Machlokas. Who's going to build Bayis Shlishi? According to Rashi, Rashi says in a couple places, it's going to come down from Shemayim. So this sounds like this goes against Rashi. The Rambam holds that no, we are actually going to build it. The people are going to build it. So this seems to support the Rambam. The Aruch Haner actually says, interestingly, he says that really they're both right, Rashi and the Rambam. What it means is the Rambam is referring to building the guf, the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash, while Rashi is referring to the spiritual element, the neshama of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what's going to come down from Shemayim. But again, Pashup Shav the Gemara here is that Bnei Adam are going to be building the Beis HaMikdash by Shlishi, and the children, we say, you stay out of this, you continue to learn to keep us going. Amri Shlakish Rabbi Yehuda Nisa, Kach Mikublani Me'avosai, this is my Messiah that I have. Amri Le, others say, Me'avosecha, from your father I have this. He was telling Rabbi Yehuda, I had this from your father, taught me this. That called Ir She'ein Ba Tinokos Shabbos Rabbim, any city that doesn't have a yeshiva, a nursery for children to learn how to Alf Beis and so on, Machriven also, that city will get destroyed. Ravina Amar, Machriven also, you send them off in excommunication and no one will be left of that city. For Amar Rabba, it's only true because people, we lost honest people, and that's why we lost Yushalayim. Shenemar, Shotetu, Bechutas Yushalayim, they would kind of hang out in the courtyards or the outskirts of Yushalayim. Uruna, Udu, Vakshuvar, Birchavoseh, Im Timtsu Ish, if they're going to find the person. Osa Mishpat, Mivake, Shemuna, Vesachlo. They had then done some research, or rather searching out to see if they could find any person who could still do Mishpat, who could seek Emuna, and they couldn't find such a person, and for that reason, eventually, Yerushalayim was destroyed. Ani, is that really true? Is because of lacking trustworthy people would cause the destruction of Yerushalayim? V'hamar Rav Kitina, afu b'shas kishlona shel Yerushalayim, even in the terrible times when Yerushalayim was crumbling, lapasku mimenu anshe emanu, we didn't lose trustworthy people. Shenemar, tezen Yeshaya, ki yispos ish v'achiv beis aviv, simla l'cha katzin tia lanu. We see that people were looking to follow the certain halacha. Dvarim shebnei adam miskasim ben kesimla yeshanan biyadecha. There are people who were asking people of... One second here. Again, so the pasuk reads, the drash is dvarim shebnei adam miskasim ben kesimla, that people of Yerushalayim, they didn't know how to answer the halacha properly. So they would ask people for the reasons, and they would kind of pretend they don't know the answer because they know what they said. Listen, we don't know the answer. They were asked different shilas in halacha. They didn't know the answer. They kind of covered them up kesimla, like we don't know the answer. They're being honest that we don't know. I don't know the answer. They didn't make up any halacha. Yeshem biyadecha, you have in your hands, Yeshaya said. And therefore, for since you have people who are trusting and not willing to answer if they don't know the answer to the shayla, so therefore it says, "Hamach shayla hazos tachas yadecha." Dvarim she'ein bnei adam omdim aleihem. Certain halachas that people don't have clarity. Elam kein nichsham behen. No, I'm going to hold off. I need to look at what this means. Let's stop here then. Mir Hashem will continue this, and not together, but we'll continue this piece tomorrow. Either way, we finish off with saying this piece here, that only those what caused the destruction of Yerushalayim was the fact that no one trustworthy was left. Okay, we'll stop here. We're going to have a wonderful Shabbos. Yeah,